Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am super happy to have Starla DeKeif back as my guest. Tune in for a conversation about her Pine Ridge novels, Tricked in October and 8 Days of Christmas. Welcome, Starla.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you back on the show. You have become one of my favorite authors.
Thank you. That's quite the compliment.
Yeah, well, I'm only saying it because it's true. I had discovered you last year, probably just before Christmas or around that time of year when I saw your book, 8 Days of Christmas. Out, I saw the cover and it looked really interesting and fun, and so I thought, I've got to read that, and I did, and I loved it, and yeah, I was really looking forward to this number two book, which has just come out, and so I want you to tell us, just our listeners who don't know about the books, a little bit about this, about you writing the Pine Ridge series, and about you as an author, and then we'll talk a little bit more details about the books, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I don't know what you want to know exactly first, if I should start with 8 Days or start with the newest release.
Why don't you start with 8 Days because it's the first in the series, and then we'll talk a little bit about Tricked October.
Okay. Yeah, so this is the I'm the author of the Pine Ridge series, and Pine Ridge is a fictional town that I came up with. It's supposed to be based in like a mountainous town in Colorado. And right now it's set to be a 3-book series. So 8 Days of Christmas released last October. And then book 2 in this series is Tricked in October. And that just released this past week. So we're in the same town. Pine Ridge, and then we just follow different main characters, couple. And so 8 Days of Christmas was Leo and Isabella, and then in Tricked in October, it follows Kelsey, which is introduced in 8 Days of Christmas, and she is Isabella's best friend, and grew up with both Leo and Isabella, and then I introduced a new character as the love interest in that one, in Tricked in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I really like the way you do the books. I've read a lot of Nora Roberts' books over the years, her novels, her romance novels, and your style of writing is different than the way she does it, but I really like the way you do it, where you go back and forth between one character to the other. You start out like in the first 8 Days of Christmas was Izzy and then Leo and then Izzy and then Leo back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then in this one, it's Kelsey and Davis back and forth. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, can you tell me a little bit about why you do it that way?
I feel like I agree, like the way Nora Roberts and some of the romance authors I grew up reading and loving how they wrote. I feel like I've tried to take some of that and then incorporate some of more of how maybe today's authors are writing or how I prefer to write. And I know, you know, like they call it like head hopping. So a lot of people who used to like Nora Roberts or like I really like, I don't think Susan Wiggs does this, but Susan Wiggs is one of my favorite romance authors. But they would kind of, you know, write in third person, but they go back and forth within a chapter or within the whole book of, you know, you get to see what both of the characters, main characters or love interests, you get to see what they're, you know, or hear what they're thinking. And it kind of goes like back and forth with that. And now they kind of, I think a lot of people are discouraging, maybe it's writing books or whatever, are discouraging authors to write like that, and they kind of call it head hopping, I think. I'm not positive on that, but but I really like that, where we get to know kind of what each character is thinking or what they're feeling. And so I like to do alternate. It's not always alternating back and forth per chapter, but I do like to try to keep it pretty consistent, so the equal, you know, equal amount, so that we know what each character is kind of thinking and feeling, and kind of their perspective on how things are going. And so I think it's I don't know, more interesting for me to read, and so I like to write that way as well.
Well, you know, I, like I said, I hadn't really experienced that until your book, and then also I think Kristen Helmstetter does that in some of her novels that she writes as well. And, you know, I like it. I like that way of doing it. It really is nice to be able to get to know both of the main characters and their perspectives and what they're feeling, what they're thinking, and you really feel like you know the people by the time you end the book. I think more so than you do in the older ways of writing the books. Well, I don't want to give away too much about what's happening in either book, but I plan to read 8 Days of Christmas again, because I just loved that whole idea of there being 8 days of Christmas leading up to Christmas and all the fun things that you have the characters in the book do. So I'm looking forward to rereading that as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it feels like, I mean, I've got a pretty good response of, you know, with 8 days of Christmas, it's such a, like, you know, all the family and the traditions and everything. So, like, with 8 days of Christmas, it's titled that because they have a different tradition each day that they follow. And so the family all knows this. They've been doing this their whole life. And it's Izzy's family, Isabella's family, and they take those days off work. It's like sacred to them, and they all just join in and do these traditions, and they're all scheduled out on a calendar basically of what they do each day, and everybody knows what they're doing that day, you know, and they're just fun, different traditions each day. Whereas in Tricked in October, it was, you know, I wanted to try to keep the feel of Pine Ridge and keep that family feel. But it was hard to not come up with something kind of quirky like that with the traditions, you know, in the 8 days. So, you know, I hope that it's still, you know, I am getting reviewers say, yeah, it's, you know, very fall and cozy. And so that's good. And I'm glad they're feeling that, you know, and I think that people who have read 8 Days of Christmas, and then now have read Tricked in October, they are like, oh, I'm so happy to be back in Pine Ridge. And, you know, and so I'm glad that it wasn't so much like, oh, I'm glad to be back with this family. It's, you know, it's the town and all that. And so I really love that it's kind of like it's created a community and all that in this little fictional town.
Yeah. I totally agree. And you're right. It's not just one family, and it's not just a couple people. That's one of the things I like about that are a series of at least three books. They can be more, you know, it doesn't have to be just three or whatever, but I like that you get to know the characters and then you start adding in new characters, not you particularly, but the author adds in new characters that are the focus, and then usually the characters from before come back in here and there, so you get to know them more, and then that gets you enjoying that. And like you said, feeling like you're part of the community. And I remember the first time I had you on the show, I wasn't sure whether Pine Ridge was actually a real place in Colorado, but like I said, you made me want to go there.
I know. I do too. It sounds great. I want to go to these places. I want to go to the bar, the, you know, bar and grill and the coffee shop, those Sweet Cakes Bakery. You know, I want to go to these places and hang out with them, but.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can picture so much of it, too. You do a really good job of creating word pictures with your, with the way you describe the scenes and the way the people are feeling and what they're wearing and what's happening. So, yeah, it almost feels interactive. It really feels like you're there with them. And, yeah, I also liked your book that you self-published, the Heart Rehab Experiment that came out, I think, in May. Right.
Yeah, May. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a standalone, so it's not a series or anything, but it was one of those books that it was totally on my heart, and I was like, you know, I just really need to get this out there. And, you know, it's been quiet, I would say, but it's got great reviews. I mean, it's, you know, so it's very much you know, if it's what you're looking for, I think that it's well accepted, you know, receptive. So, yeah. But that was one of my all-time favorite books to write, and so I'm so glad that I chose to self-publish that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't part of the series, and so it didn't go in that. And you had told me before that part of the reason the traditional publishers didn't want this one as much as the other ones is because it did have the three perspectives instead of just the two.
Mm-hmm.
So it
had very Pete different.
And Tess and Jules, right? And I liked that too. When I talked to you before, I told you this, that I didn't really even know about this thing about going back and forth and about there being only two perspectives. And so it didn't even dawn on me when I was reading that one that having three was an unusual thing. It just, the way you did it seemed like it worked really, really well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it seems like a lot of readers have let me know that they really like that and they couldn't imagine cutting out that third point of view. So I'm really glad that I kept it the way that it was, you know.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling at some point your publisher is going to go, you know what, we need to do that one too, even though it's not part of the series.
Maybe start a new series or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, what do you want to do? You've got two books, you said, coming out next year, is that right?
Yeah, so with the Pine Ridge series with my publisher, right now, like I said, right now we're in a contract for three books. So there is a third book in the Pine Ridge series that's set to come out. But because of course it's going to be a holiday book, I won't reveal the title yet. That's always something I like to wait on the, you know, who's the main characters and what the title is. But I will say that, you know, it's supposed to be a Valentine's book. So we're going to have another holiday in Pine Ridge. And so that one is supposed to be coming out in January or February of 2024. So it'll be just a little bit longer than we had to wait before. So, you know, last year it was October. This year it was October again. And then the following year it'll be, I'm hoping, January. So. And then it'll, you know, I'm thinking maybe, you know, after everyone's read their Christmas and holiday books, that maybe then they'll be ready for, you know, a good Valentine's book. So, so then that one will be the next one in the Pine Ridge series, or maybe end off the Pine Ridge series. I wouldn't mind doing maybe one more. I have some readers who have been, you know, talking to me and have really made my creative brain start to, think of things that I, you know, could include and some characters I could include and a storyline. And so I'm like, oh no, the plot bunnies are beginning definitely. But, for now it's just the three. But I do plan on, self-publishing again. I'm hoping to do two next year in 2023. And I already have, you know, an editor set up and a cover artist. She's a very talented cover artist. And I have a plan for that for a series. And so it'll be a self-published series. So
it's a self-published series then, ones from next year?
And one of them I actually have asked if my daughter will design the cover. So she's going to do one of the covers for me. And she's 18 and she's really getting into drawing. So I'm like, all right. So I'm very excited about what's coming and looking forward to new opportunities and such. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds great. So the two books now, let me get this straight. The two books that you have yourself publishing next year, are they both in the same series, this new series, or are they separate books?
Yeah, so they're going to be a part of a series, but instead of doing a location, I'm going to do a like a family. So it's going to be like either the siblings or the, you know, brother-in-law or the sister-in-law or whatever. You know, they're gonna be like a family series instead of like a location series. So we'll get to follow the same characters, but in probably different locations. The first two definitely will be different locations. So.
That sounds interesting. Well, I'll look forward to reading those next year, too. You're definitely, like I said, one of my favorite authors lately, and I really hope that people will check you out. Your books are both on Amazon. All three of them, actually, are on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on Kindle, and they're also in paperback, I believe, right?
Yes. And the 8 Days of Christmas and Tricked in October, they also are like paperback at Barnes & Noble and ebook through Barnes & Noble and Apple Books and Kobo. So you can get them those places as well. And right now I believe my publisher has let me know that 8 Days of Christmas is on sale for 99 cents right now.
Oh, cool. For the Kindle type version or ebook version?
Yeah, for ebook. Yeah. I think, when Tricked in October released, then they did a special on that one. That way, I've actually had people read. It's kind of interesting. I've had people find Tricked in October on, like, lists for fall books or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they've read that one, and then they're like, wait, this is the second one. Now I have to go back and read the first one. So then they're, you know. So my first book actually started selling and doing well, you know, the Christmas book started selling and doing well because this one came out. So, you know, I'm hoping that they both kind of, you know, align and go together, and then people will be like, okay, now I read the Christmas one, now I got to pick up this one, because I've had people do that, obviously, who were really in love with Pine Ridge, you know, the series or whatever, the town. They had read 8 Days of Christmas last year, and then they were excited about, you know, reading this one. So it's been fun to hear, you know, reviews and hear from readers who have messaged me and everything about both of the books and stuff. So it's been fun to see hear their responses.
I imagine so. Yeah. I can imagine. Well, now you'd sent me a list of things that people can do that they can help you without even spending any money, help authors, not just you. And I think that's really important because to support self-published authors and new authors, if I really like their books, because it's great to have new voices out there telling new stories that we can hear. And so what are some of the things that people can do?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people, readers or whatnot, will be like, well, I can't afford, you know, a paperback, or I can't afford an ebook right now, or, you know, that kind of thing. And so they think that, you know, there's not much I can do to really help you, or, you know, even if I have family members who are like, I want to support you, but I just can't afford it right now, or, you know, whatever. And so, you know, there's so many ways out there that you can show your support without even spending any money. And so a lot of things I like to tell people is that you can, I don't think a lot of people know this, but you can request my books. You can't with my heart rehab, but you can with the Pine Ridge one. You can request them, I don't think anyway, you can request them at your local library. So even from the ebook or the paperback, you can go in there. You can even do, you can do it without even leaving your home. If you have, what is the app for the library? I can't remember the name.
I don't know.
I
don't know. Are they available on Kindle Unlimited also?
They are not.
They're not. Okay.
My rehab experiment is available on Kindle Unlimited. And so, yeah, if you pay for that service for Kindle Unlimited, you can go and read the heart rehab experiment for free on there. So you can request at your local library. You can request that your local Barnes & Noble carries my books. You can follow me on social media, and you can, liking anything, you know, commenting, sharing any of my posts. I know the big thing now is for people to create TikToks. So you can create a TikTok or a reel and post about my books. There's been three just this year, and the year's not even over. So there's been three indie authors that I know of who are romance authors, who have, you know, a reader has made a TikTok about their book, and it's gone viral, whatever, and it just totally took off. It was basically not the start of their career, but, it made their career just take off. And, if you go viral with a TikTok, you know, and it's about someone's book, and then, their sales went up, they grew tons of followers, and they ended up getting offers from publishers, agents, you know, wanting to take them on to get big book deals and that sort of thing. So it's amazing how much of a difference, you know, what you think might be a little TikTok, promoting your favorite author's book or whatever can do. And so I like to tell people, hey, you know, if you are really into that and you have a lot of followers already, you know, tell people what you love. I mean, it's, you know, it can do great things for people. So, and then the other thing I like to tell people too, if you have ordered my ebooks, the best thing you can do really is to leave a review. If you've ordered my ebooks and you love them or whatever, and you, so if you can leave a review on Amazon, Goodreads, there's BookBub, Barnes & Noble, and I know with Amazon, so I didn't learn this until I think after I had published 8 Days of Christmas, that if once your book receives 50 reviews on Amazon, Amazon will actually promote your book. So that's a huge accomplishment to get to, you know, 50 reviews. And then from there, you know, obviously, you know, the more the better. But, yeah, so, good or bad, I guess you get 50 reviews, they'll promote your book. So that just puts it in front of more potential, you know, readers, which is what we all want as, you know, authors. So, and then, of course, word of mouth is always great, or, you know, whatever. If you love the book or enjoyed it or whatever, just tell your friends and your family to read it or order it. And then I know that some people have, if they've, you know, either purchased a paperback or whatever, you know, obviously, again, leave reviews. And then you can, if you have the paperback, you can loan the book to your friends and family. And then they can shout about it on, you know, social media or whatever, you know. So. Those are just a few ways that I like to tell people, hey, you know, that helps authors out, and I just don't think people think about it.
I think that I knew about definitely most of them, but not necessarily all of them. But I think it's a really good thing to remind people, because unless you're a really well-known author with a really well-known publisher,
right,
you're not going to get word of mouth, and you're not, I mean, not word of mouth, but you're not going to get the reviews and all the other things just
and
automatically given to
you.
And it's, it's the same type of thing with musicians and the people who
mm-hmm.
self-publish music like we do.
mm-hmm.
And yeah, and even with my own book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, it's like the best thing is if people can leave reviews or they can also tell their friends and family. And you
yeah.
also have some merchandise for sale, I think, too, don't you? And
I
think that's
do.
One of the ways musicians make money these days is having merchandise on their website. So, yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about that? We've still got just a little over 4 minutes
Couple
left.
Minutes. Okay. Yeah,
minutes.
So I designed some T-shirts and mugs, sweatshirts for two of the books so far. I did for the Heart Rehab Experiment. I have a couple things on there. And then
mm-hmm.
I did some for Tricked in October. And I do have plans to do some for 8 Days of Christmas, probably,
mm-hmm.
you know, more towards the end of November. I'll release that information. But yeah, there is a link on my, is it Linktree? There's a link on there. So, the merchandise.
On Linktree, that's on Instagram, right?
I do have that. Yeah. It's like in my bio. So on my Instagram bio, there's the Linktree website. I'm not sure if that's on my Facebook information, and it should be on my website. If not, I'll add that on my website as well. So.
And your website is starlawrites.com, correct?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, wow. It's like I said before, too, I think that was a good idea to do the website starlawrites.com because that's so easy to remember.
Yeah, I thought about my name. I don't know. My last name is so hard to pronounce. So, I thought, sticking with Starla Writes across the board. I was already that on Instagram and I think Twitter. And so I'm like, well, I'll just keep it the same and make it easy for people to find me, I hope.
Yeah, it does make it easy. I can remember it really well. And I know your name now, especially after having you on in May as well. But, you know, I remember when you first came on in May, I wasn't even sure how to pronounce it or spell it or anything. You know,
yeah.
So. Yeah, it takes some getting used to. So especially, like our last name is a D-E one, also a denator.
Mm-hmm.
And people manage to misspell that so many different ways and mispronounce it so many ways. So I can totally relate to that. Well, Starla, we've only got a couple minutes left. So what else would you like to leave our listeners with about your two Pine Ridge books, for example? Because I'd really love to get them to buy those.
I've grown to really love these characters. I just feel like each one, like I said, I'd want to get to know them in real life, you know, and be friends
mm-hmm.
with these people and live in this town. And I just feel like people can really relate to them. And especially with these characters in Tricked in October, with Kelsey and Davis and their backstories and what they're going through. And that they're given a second chance. And I think that that's important. They're dealing with grief and all that, and the way that they have been able to overcome that and still find their happy ever after, so to speak, you know, or happy
mm-hmm.
for now. And so
yeah.
I just think that it sends a good message. And I think that's what people are looking for.
I totally agree. I totally, totally agree. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you for writing your books and living your music by writing your books, because living your music means living your heart's desires, what you feel like you're
mm-hmm.
here to do, and you're definitely here to tell stories. You are a fantastic storyteller, and I love all the characters.
Thank you.
And I love the little town of Pine Ridge, and oh, everyone out there,
well,
think about what music you hear calling you. What are your heart's desires? What have you felt like you've always wanted to do? Whatever it is, I want everyone out there to live your music. Thank you again, Starla, for being on the show and for being you. Just thank you for being you. Anyway, bye for now, everyone. Remember, live your music.